Fine Gael's Simon Harris says he is considering very strongly making a complaint against Sinn Féin's Matt Carty for what he says was a misuse of Dáil privilege. On Wednesday, the Sinn Féin TD accused the Minister for Further and Higher Education under Dáil privilege of leaking information from Cabinet over the proposed appointment of a former minister, Catherine Zappone, as an envoy to the UN, a job she later declined, and the handling of which led to this week's Dáil confidence motion in the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. Our reporter Amy Nereida got reaction to Matt Carty's comments from Martin Kenny, the party's spokesperson for justice and TD for the Sligo Leitrim constituency.
Well, I think Matt made his comments and they stand for themselves. The situation here is that every cabinet meeting seems to be leaked before it's over, and that's an issue that the Taoiseach needs to deal with and the government need to deal with. People in cabinet have the most trusted position in the land, and they need to have respect for that trust, and they need to maintain cabinet confidentiality, and it's very unfortunate that's not happening, and the Taoiseach really needs to deal with this situation. Really, it's an issue for the government to sort out. I mean, speaking to journalists around Leinster House, they're all telling me that, you know, there's an awful lot of stuff being leaked from both cabinet and parliamentary party meetings, etc. And it's an ongoing issue that I think, as I say, the government needs to deal with. Everyone knows about it.
Should Matt Carty have told Mary Lou MacDonald in advance of making those comments?
I don't know. I don't know what Matt Carty told anybody. But, I mean, it's there now. It's in the public domain. It's up to, as I said, the government to deal with this situation. And the problem here isn't what Matt Carty said or didn't say. The problem here is that cabinet confidentiality is breached continually.
Could you foresee him withdrawing the remarks?
I don't know. I doubt it very much.
That's Sinn Féin TD Martin Kenny with our reporter Amy Nereida. For more on cabinet confidentiality and privilege, let's talk now with Dr. Laura Cahalan, Senior Lecturer in Law at the University of Limerick. Dr. Cahalan, good morning. Let's start with the accusation of leaking information from Cabinet. Is it a serious accusation and why?
It is a serious accusation because it is actually an important constitutional principle that the discussions at Cabinet would be kept confidential, and there are also references to it in the Official Secrets Act and the Ministers and Secretaries Act. But I suppose for a number of years, cabinets have taken a sort of an informal approach to this, and we know that for years that cabinets have leaked various information. But I suppose the difference is that normally when this would have happened in the past, it would have been perhaps not officially sanctioned, maybe, but it would have been something that was a strategic move. And, you know, you often see it happening before budgets, for example, that there's a piece of information leaked and the idea is that you see what the public reaction is. Whereas in more recent years, we're seeing more and more leaking going on, and the leaks aren't always of benefit necessarily to the cabinet, which is something that is worrying. And the other worrying thing is that if we see this erosion of cabinet confidentiality, we will also then begin to see the erosion of another important principle, which is that of collective responsibility, and that's the idea that the cabinet all stands together as a unique whole institution, and that's very important for the stability of government, because when that wears away, then government becomes very unstable.
Have people been caught breaking cabinet confidentiality, and what happens to them?
Well, it's not something that you see very often in terms of somebody being investigated for a breach of cabinet confidentiality. And I'm not sure I've ever come across an instance of somebody being punished for cabinet confidentiality in particular. But, I mean, it is something that could be followed up on if the Taoiseach does intend to carry out this investigation and look into the alleged leaks, then there could be criminal consequences.
Cabinet confidentiality, it's not absolute. There was a referendum on this in the 1990s.
Yes, arising out of the Beef Tribunal inquiry, and there are exceptions to the rule, but those exceptions have to go through the courts. So it's not something that a minister can just take it upon themselves and decide that this is an issue that they are simply going to leak.
How does Dáil privilege work?
Oireachtas privilege is another very important constitutional privilege. So TDs and senators are given special immunities and privileges by the Constitution in order to enable them to properly do their job. And the idea is that a member of the House can't be the subject of court action because of anything that they say in the House. And the reason for this is that otherwise they'd be constrained by issues such as fear of defamation proceedings, for example, and they wouldn't be able to speak freely in the House. Now, we also have some standing orders on this, and in particular one standing order which was brought in a couple of years ago, and it prohibits a member from making an utterance which is in the nature of being defamatory. Now, there is an exception that it allows a person to make such an utterance if they feel it might be in the public interest to do so, but in that case they have to give prior notice to the Ceann Comhairle, and it seems that this course of action was not pursued by Deputy Carthy. But if a complaint then is made that an utterance has been made and it is in the nature of being defamatory, then the Committee on Procedure and Privileges can look at this. They can ask whether or not the member acted in a responsible manner, acted in good faith, and tried to ensure as far as possible that the information was soundly based. But if they find that an abuse of privilege has occurred, then there are a number of consequences. So the deputy can be reprimanded, and they can be suspended from the House, and also the Dáil record can be rebalanced in order to include a statement of the supposed defamed party.
Yes, tell us more about what happens if you're found to have misused privilege and instances of that. Tell us what sanctions have been imposed.
It is unusual to find a person is actually sanctioned for this. There have been a number of occasions where there's been investigations into potential breaches of Oireachtas privilege. And I think the Taoiseach last night in his speech referred to an incident a couple of years ago where Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald had used Oireachtas privilege in order to name a number of individuals, former politicians, and there was allegations of tax evasion, and in that situation Deputy MacDonald was censured for improper use of the privilege. So in this occasion, if Deputy Harris or Minister Harris proceeds with a complaint, and if the committee decides that what occurred has actually been an abuse of the privilege, then they can suspend Deputy Carthy from the House for a period of time.
Dr. Laura Cahillan, thank you very much for speaking to us. Laura Cahillan is a senior lecturer in law at the University of Limerick.